Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast. We're live at PDC 10 with Lucian Wyszyk and Lisa Feigenbaum. Lisa, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here.
Me too. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Can you say a little bit about what you do for Microsoft and what you've been working on?
Sure. So my name is Lisa Feigenbaum, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio Pro team. I'm a community PM, so that involves kind of two aspects of my job. One is creating content for the community, so our developer centers on MSDN, forums, blogs, our conference presentations. And then the other half is in all those interactions, bringing in feedback to the team. So, you know, the top things that we hear from C-sharp, VBE, F-sharp developers, what they want to see in the product, and helping drive that into our product plans.
Great. That's terrific. Do you have a sense of how large an audience you're talking about? How many, if you added to the C-sharp and VB and F-sharp, how many people are we talking about?
We've got millions of developers out there, yeah. Several million.
And I'm hoping they're all listening to this one podcast.
That's right. This is for all of you.
Great. And Lucian, could you introduce yourself and say what you're working on?
Hi, I'm Lucian Wyszyk. I'm the VB spec lead. Actually, for the past 6 months or so, I've been working on the new async CTP, implementing it in VB and C-sharp, working together on samples and the design of the feature in the two languages.
So I definitely want to hear all about that. And I understand you had a VB release just very recently.
Yeah, so on the VB side, a couple releases that I've been working with the team on were, one was at the end of September, we released a CTP for Visual Basic support for Windows Phone. So previously, when you used the Windows Phone developer tools, which, you know, RTW'd a little over a month ago, you could only create C-sharp projects. And now once you install that CTP, you can go ahead and create a new VB project. All the templates there are supported, the same ones you have in C-sharp. You get the full designer support and editing support. So you get the full experience there for VB.
That's truly great. And that's going to open this up to a much larger audience of developers right away, existing Silverlight VB developers.
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked about, you know, getting feedback from the community, and definitely one of the top things I'm hearing from VB developers is that they want to be able to develop for a Windows Phone. And, you know, I've seen a lot of the usage data that we had for Windows Mobile, for example, and there's lots of VB developers out there, at least half of the folks who are doing that kind of development. So we definitely want to make sure that all those customers have a path to do the same for Windows Phone. Because we're all excited about Windows Phone.
And is this working on Visual Studio alone or also Blend?
Okay, so unfortunately in the current CTP, we don't have Expression Blend support. That's something that we are definitely working on for a future release. So it actually should not be too hard for us to add. We need to add the Visual Basic project flavors, which we don't have supported right now in the RTW release with Blend.
Great, but VB programmers can get started right away using Visual Studio with VB for Windows Phone.
Right. So this CTP that we released, it's something that you would install in addition to VS 2010, just like the phone tools. Right now you have VS 2010, then you install the phone tools, and then you install the VB CTP. So there's a few steps there. Just to give full disclaimers for the support now, we're putting the CTP out for evaluation so we can really start to have VB developers using this, creating fun apps. But it's currently, you know, a CTP, so there are a few things missing, such as the Blend support, and probably the other main one is just the XNA support. So right now you can create VB Silverlight projects, but we don't yet have XNA. We're working on that one too. And then once we, you know, go ahead to the next step and create something with a license, you know, that you would be able to use in production and put on the marketplace, then we definitely want to have that kind of support available as well.
That's great. But for the VB that is there for the phone, it is identical to what you can do with C-sharp. There are no limitations.
In C-sharp, Silverlight projects, yeah, except for the XNA and expression support. When you're in those other, in the Silverlight projects, you do have the full experience, the full templates, the full IntelliSense and Squiggles and all of that experience.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's terrific. And meanwhile, C-sharp is changing because there's the new asynchronous component to the offering on C-sharp.
Both C-sharp and VB are changing. I can hand it over to Lucian here. You can talk about that feature.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so just yesterday, Antis announced that we shipped the CTP. I think this is quite important. The audience for this is everyone who writes a desktop application is concerned about responsiveness. Everyone who writes a Silverlight application has already run into problems where, say, they're using web client dot download string async. And it's quite difficult to use this. They've had to use lambdas or callbacks. What async does is it makes it much smoother. In fact, in my opinion, Silverlight is the natural place to be using this async. And I think every Silverlight developer should be evaluating the async CTP, seeing how it will help with their code.
Can you give me a sense of what it's like to write asynchronous code using this new feature?
Yes. The best way to answer that is to talk just what it was like before this new feature. And before the new feature, you'd say create a web client, you'd sign up a callback to the web client, and which says whenever a download string has been completed, then call my callback. Then you'd initiate the download string. So the control logic of your program got messed up. You weren't able to use while loops properly. You weren't able to use try-catch blocks properly. With the new feature, you are. What you do, you create the web client, and then you do await webclient.downloadStringTaskAsync. What that will do is the method, the flow of control within your method looks completely how it always did, with try blocks, with while loops, but under the hood, the compiler is doing a transformation so that it is asynchronous. It's effectively doing all of the wiring up that you had to do manually beforehand. It's doing that automatically.
That's great. So what used to be in the callback is now inside the await block, and then the rest of the logic continues to flow asynchronously.
Absolutely.
That's a great feature. Now, that's in C Sharp in the CTP.
It's in Visual Basic and C Sharp in the CTP.
I got to learn to say both. I will remember.
And the Visual Basic also includes iterator support, which we're quite happy got in there.
Great. And that's going to support for desktop and for the web, but not yet the phone. Do I have that right?
Correct. Desktop and Silverlight. Obviously, we'd like to see it in the phone, and we're speaking with the phone guys, the phone folks, to see how best to make that happen.
Great. Great. So no time on that, but clearly that's a direction that you're very interested in pursuing.
Absolutely.
That's great. Great. Lisa, anything else happening in the languages space that we should know about?
In the languages space, I think that CTP, the async CTP, we'll have a link here below the podcast. That's really the major thing to check out. Our team also works on the IDE for these languages, for C#, VB, and F#, and we do have interesting stuff that just continues to come out there as well. So, we shipped VS 2010 RTM in April, and since then we've actually had three of these productivity power tools releases.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, that's a pretty fast cycle. So those have been coming out on the Visual Studio Gallery. And what these are they're packages of extensions. I don't know the latest number, maybe 15 different extensions in there, which each represent different features that, we weren't able to fit into the 2010 release, but we were able to do out of band and provide as extensions. There's over 250,000 downloads of these things so far.
A
quarter of a million, yeah. So
can we attach this podcast to each of those so that we get 250,000 downloads? I like those numbers.
And a silent installer of Jesse's podcast with the next download. There's automatic, but there's a toast for updates, so you can see updates automatically so people can get your next.
There you go. I like that. That's very good.
So the podcast is not currently in there, but examples of things that are in there include things like align assignments, being able to line up if you have multiple assignments in a row, your plus equals, for example, getting those all lined up so you can more easily visualize the code. The ability to customize your tab. So you can just right click up there where your file tabs are, and you can now view those by project alphabetically. You can color them differently for different
awaited
projects.
That's great.
Absolutely. Add Reference has some cool updates. So Add Reference Dialog is something we've been iterating a lot on, improving the performance, got lots of feedback in that area. Now with the Pro Power Tools, you can also search within the Add Reference Dialog. So you'll notice a search box there on the top right where you can start filtering
that
the references.
That will make life a lot easier, yes.
Absolutely. You can also see a checkbox on the references that you've already added. So it makes it just easier to visualize, again, what you're looking for and what's already added.
Now, are these added by updating, you add all of them at once, or do you pick which ones you want, or how does that work?
So you download the Pro Power Tools, which includes all of these. And then actually in the second release, we added a tools options dialog. So you can choose which ones you want to turn on and which you want to turn off. So for example, there's one in there to highlight the current line, and you can customize the color of that line and things like that. That one I don't particularly use, so I can turn that one off. I use most of the other ones in there, so I leave the rest of them on. But.
Well, obviously that's a lot of really exciting stuff and keeps on marching on. So part of the challenge for developers is to keep up with all of these tools, but fortunately, these additions are not diminishing what developers can do. It's adding, making things easier. So hopefully the adoption will be smooth and comfortable for folks.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the challenges, is continuing, you know, the fact that we continue to add things. Absolutely, with these different CTPs, we're looking, for example, at the phone CTP, trying to get phones, people who, we're not trying to get phones, we're trying to get people.
Either one, they're interchangeable.
People who are interested in phone development. And so for that segment, you know, that will make a lot of sense for them to download. Similarly for async, you know, that one we think actually appeals to a pretty wide spectrum. A lot of folks doing that can download there. Pro Power Tools are additive, but yeah, for any IDE features, it takes time to learn what's there. One thing you will see is, one of the features, Solution Navigator, we're actually trying to merge a bunch of existing windows and put them into a simplified window altogether. So rather than having to learn about yet another window, we're taking Solution Explorer, Navigate to, and kind of creating a unified experience for being able to search all your files and members in your solution.
Oh, that sounds great.
So I think that's the direction we need to go in our IDEs, so that it doesn't just become more and more tool windows, more and more options and commands and menus, trying to unify those into a more natural experience.
Great. Excellent. Well, from PDC, I can't thank you both enough, Lucian and Lisa. I'm really glad we got an opportunity to talk, and I hope we'll be able to talk soon.
Great. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you very much. From PDC, this is Jesse Liberty from Microsoft. Thank you.